This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey guys, you got a busy summer ahead? Well, with Factor, you can skip the grocery store trip and the chopping, prepping, and cleaning up too. And eat fresh, never frozen meals in just 2 minutes. Get 50% off your first box with code BANTER50 at factormeals.com/banter. That's factormeals.com/banter50. Now it's time, on to the show. Now it's
Dynamic Banter. Mike and Steve are gonna do bits and have some fun. Dynamic Banter. Honking horns and ringing bells and making good. Dynamic Banter. Don't forget the history rows. Dynamic Banter.
Stop. Advertisement. Stop. Technology.
Stop.
Commercial.
Stop.
Technology.
Stop. Eating.
Hey guys, welcome to Dynamic Banter, man. Hey, you made it. It's great to see you up here. Have a seat. Take a seat. Get comfortable, man. This show's not about...
How long has this been going on?
I think it's since the beginning.
No, I mean, when was the beginning of the podcast?
As soon as this music was doing weird shit.
I was just trying to figure out buttons.
I went blasted to the plast.
You went blasted to the plast, you said?
Yeah, dude. So listen to me, Mike, real quick, dude.
Mike, real quick.
I'm listening. Dude, I watched the video the other day, and this wide shot is very nice.
It's nice.
It's very fun.
You can see your legs kicking.
Yeah, I didn't know that part. And I was like, I forget that we don't wear shoes in here. And I saw my little toesies, and I was like, what a fun thing to have a nice conversation with your friend with your little toesies.
Yeah, just your toes out.
Yeah, we have it blurred out, if you've ever seen it on YouTube.
Yeah.
And then on Patreon, the only thing that's on the Patreon is the unblurred version.
There's a toe can.
Was that bird from the cereal commercial?
Toe Cam Sam? That's my username.
That's your like OnlyFans.
Yeah, Toucan Sam. It's just Toucan Sam like dressed like a pervert. He's got like a coat on.
It's just like an old creepy guy in like the Walgreens like Halloween costume version.
Dude, maybe it's just like a, you know those pictures that like boomers take where it's like the whole frame is empty. But and it's just like the top of their heads, and you can see maybe their eyes and the angles like this.
Okay.
And that's their like profile picture.
Uh-huh.
Like they thought they were like, they're like looking
because it's from like this camera and they don't know how to tilt it.
Yeah, they don't know how to tilt it. And they're like doing this. They're like
Toe Cam Sam.
So dude. Last week's episode, we had a fun show. It was a fun episode. And why is that? Well, I'll tell you. Who's there? Who said that?
The Sophisticates.
The Sophisticates.
So the episode was titled No Legs in Heaven, featuring Harley Morenstein. And we had our good boy Harley Morenstein was on the show.
Yeah. That's why part of the title was that.
That is why that
is. It's so cool when you could trace back the title to the to what it became of. I think the second Harley came on
was when we decided
at least on half the title.
To put him in the title.
Why is he getting quiet?
He drove by.
It's a little hot here in California. We're doing it with the window open today.
Let me see if I can match this up. Hey, do you guys know where the Burger King is? It says my map says it's right on this corner, but yeah, it's not.
Okay, there it goes. Yeah, let's come back around. Yeah, you want to go two blocks up, one over.
Oh, two blocks around, one over. Okay, thank you, man. I appreciate that quite a bit. Thank you. I appreciate
it. I said thank you for a long time.
He had a lot to say.
I was really thankful.
So we called it No Legs in Heaven because we were talking about the bodies and how if you go to heaven after being selected, your body parts were selected for research purposes, for medical purposes.
They take them away in heaven.
See, they take those away in heaven. Yeah, because they didn't have them in your grave.
Yeah.
And so we were talking about having someone who couldn't even dance with their family in heaven because their legs are gone.
So sad.
And the guy who chopped up those legs, which was someone who emailed the show.
But that only happens if your body is defiled after your death.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Not before.
No.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like if you were an amputee, that's not your fault. In regular life,
that's still not your dance fault.
With your family in heaven.
Of course.
But if the government chops off your legs afterwards, they have a deal with heaven.
Yeah, this company that sells body parts.
They own the spirit of your legs.
They do. They don't realize that. It is in the fine print, though, if you look at the contracts, which you always should do, actually. I highly recommend that. but the original episode of the show, like, you know, I'll name these episodes based off of something someone said in the episode that's like the funniest thing that could be the title of the episode. That's that. That's the bit. That's the gag.
Okay.
And so there was a moment in the episode when we were talking about Howard the Duck. And we were talking about how in the beginning of the movie of Howard the Duck from the 80s, there is a magazine that is called Play Duck. And on the cover, there's a nude duck, topless duck. And what you see is feathered mounds. With fleshy nipples. And we talked about calling the episode Feathery Mounds with Fleshy Nipples.
Yeah.
And I even had it called that, like, as I saved it all and was ready to go to bed for the night and, like, have it all go up that way.
Mm-hmm.
But then I thought about how that title is, like, pretty repulsive. Sure. If you don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Feathery mound with fleshy nipples.
Didn't he say suckable duck nipples at some point? Suckable duck tits.
I would. That title would have been even better.
Suckable duck.
Suckable duck tits.
If you could shave your asshole on YouTube, you should be able to call an episode.
I think you're right.
Feathered mounds and suckable duck tits.
Can you shave your asshole on YouTube?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I've seen it.
So So anyway, how do you feel about that? How do you feel about how the episode was almost titled Feathery Mounds with Fleshy Nipples?
How do I feel
do you feel like it was a missed opportunity, or are you happy it went by the wayside?
If you hadn't told me what it was about, I would never know.
You would have never known. Yeah. Okay. So it could have been Fleshy Mounds with Feathery Nipples.
You could change it 100 times before 8 o'clock today, and I'll never know.
But that was, I took you a little bit through my own little history road on how I get those titles in there sometimes.
Did you think, so why is it one and not the other?
Well, because when we got to the No Legs in Heaven part, that
you thought we would have been red flagged for the other one.
Yeah. Well, I thought like maybe it's like a little too repulsive. And if we have our friend Harley on, I don't want to name the episode that our guest is on something that's like kind of disgusting.
Yeah. You don't
want to
cut the views off at the knees.
Yeah, it felt like, and also like maybe advertisers wouldn't like that, maybe that it was fleshy nipple.
Yeah.
In the title. Yeah. And so, yeah, a lot of thoughts went through my head with
fleshy nipple. I think in that case is better than suckable duck tits.
Sure. But if the whole episode being called Feathery Mounds and Fleshy Nipple might have been a deterrent in my head. I was like, I thought long enough about it that I was like, I'm just gonna call it No Legs in Heaven.
Yeah,
because that's funny too, and I love when you have to listen to the whole episode to figure out what the title is.
Yeah,
like to some listeners it's kind of a game to them, like when does the title pop up in the episode.
That's fun.
And it felt right for it to this one to be right in the end.
When did you change it? When was the realization?
It was like right away, pretty much. Like I was editing it and I was like, I typed it out and it looked so funny. It was also the longest title in the world because it was Feathery Mounds with Fleshy Nipples featuring Harley Morenstein.
So it would have been like Fleshy Mounds ..
Yeah.
With .. Yeah.
Or something. And I just was like, you know what? Maybe just for the aesthetics and for the all-around vibe.
I think it's a good call.
So anyway, I made that call, and that's how that works sometimes.
I think you saved the episode. Hey, BB Bobby.
I might have saved the day, BB Bobby. I might have booby bobbied to save the Bobby Bobby.
That's one of my favorite sounds currently, is whatever that is. Like, how can we ruin it as fast as possible?
Let's try that.
Oh, that's Mike's favorite sound.
Let's experiment with how bad we can make it.
What was the record for how fast something has become not your favorite thing?
I really like that. And then I try to make it horrible for you.
That's. I feel like you just ripped the head off my stuffed animal in front of me.
I'm sorry, man. You know, sometimes you just gotta like you gotta see what works.
Do you ever have someone do that to you? You bring something like to summer camp or school, like an action figure, and they pull it apart?
Dude, that like it started to feel like show and tell was like, why don't you possibly, there's a 90% chance your thing's going to be ruined by bullies.
Yeah, show something you don't have emotional attachment to. Yeah,
here's
my favorite stick I found outside.
Yeah. This page in my book was pretty good.
Here's my homework from last night. It fucking sucks.
But I finished it, and here it is.
It's done.
I felt good about it being finished.
If anyone... my pencil that I just had in my hand. I'm showing you and telling you about it.
Showing and telling.
It's just a regular one.
What was the point of show and tell from an adult perspective?
Learn how to brag capitalism.
Right? Like, it was, it's definitely like show things that make your friend jealous.
Maybe it was so you can get to know people more as a person. You know, you're bringing like a personal thing so you can make friends.
Yeah, maybe they were like, we need to work more organic ways. Isn't it weird that like the older you get, the more you realize that like most of the things that you like had to do in school were decided by like six adults that you had to do to like either make friends or like whatever, like their curriculum included, you had to do the American flag, like salute the flag every morning.
Yeah.
You had to, like,
it's interesting because it's like your parents can't be around all the time because they're in the machine.
Right.
And they got to work.
Yeah.
So then you need to go halvesies in teaching a kid how to be a good American.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So you got to teach him like colors and stuff, mm-hmm. but you also got to teach him like how to be a person.
And how money works and stuff.
You have to teach him how to take out a loan.
Let's show you guys how money works so you can get in there right away.
We'll show you how to make money so you can give it all back when taxes.
Do you think the government just looks at children and their stomach feels like when you're hungry and you're about to eat, the food's right in front of your face?
I think the government sees children as like, look at this state-of-the-art lawnmower that's not done being built yet.
Yeah.
I'm going to be able to cut so much grass with this lawnmower.
That boy's going to cut a lot of grass.
Look at these little appliances that are going to work for us at some point. Save the appliances.
I can't wait.
No appliance left behind.
It's so interesting.
Don't kill the appliances no matter what.
Do you think that like...
It's not done being made.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and we need that.
We need that appliance.
We're going to need it. We may not need it now.
If you abort this appliance, it's not going to be able to pay taxes.
That kid's going to grow up to be an air fryer.
Hey, baby, Bobby.
Hey, baby, Bobby. Here you go, baby, Bobby. RoboCop.
Little appliance.
Feeding RoboCop.
Dude, I watched a lot of RoboCop the other day, and I really, really, like, it was funny for a long time.
Yeah.
And then it goes on for too long. It goes on for too long.
You watched the whole movie?
Yeah, I think I watched one, and then I fell asleep, and two was happening to me.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, well, you think one is just too long of a movie?
Like, at the beginning, when, like, there's so much kitschy stuff, like putting a human face on a robot.
Yeah.
And then,
and like, stretching the skin over the leg.
Yeah, yeah. And him being, like, state-of-the-art, but still walking like a robot. You know, like he has feel, he still cares about his wife, but he also walks like a fucking, and, all of that was very funny. And then it goes on for too long.
Yeah.
And then they make like six more movies about it.
Yeah.
Like you already did these.
I think they could have kept making them. They shouldn't have stopped.
They could have.
I think it's like, you know, the Hellraiser movies. There's like 19 of those.
It's like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the same type of, now a different crime happens.
Yeah. There's always crimes.
And he's always going to miss his wife.
Right now, cops and robots aren't very loved. Robots are like, AI, we're angry at AI right now.
But we need the cops to protect us from the robots.
Exactly.
You'll see.
I do love RoboCop, though.
Uh-huh.
I think that's a fantastic movie.
Yeah.
Okay. Especially when the guy falls out of the window in the beginning, at the end, and his arms and legs are too long. The, like, puppet that's falling. It looks real stupid. It's my favorite.
I do like how unbelievably 80s it is.
Oh, it's so 80s.
With people doing nuke.
Dude, the fucking guy Red from that 70s show.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Bitches leave.
Yeah.
I love that. That's the fucking best shit. He like busts into the guy's room while he's doing cocaine with all these women. And he just busts through. Bitches leave.
And everybody understood at once.
Yeah, everyone left. Here, let me show you really quick what it looks like when this guy falls.
Yeah, BB Bobby.
Hey, BB Bobby. Oh, shit. Oh, new shit. Mission Impossible. Damn,
I heard it's very good.
Oh, shit. Those movies can also go on forever.
Uh-huh.
It's just Tom Cruise doing more ridiculous shit. Why not? So here we go. Ed 209 is going to blast this motherfucker to death.
Why would they strap a human face to it?
Ed 209?
He has a little face on the front.
RoboCop, yeah. Anybody trying to stop me? Okay. He's gonna kill. He's got a hostage. Ed 209's not gonna take it though. Okay, look at. He's gonna fall and then watch his arms and legs.
Holy shit. Dude, he has like two elbows.
Look at this. He does have
Why
two
is
elbows.
He like that? Why'd you they know, give him two forearm
I think
bones?
They made a puppet that was going to fall.
Damn.
And
nobody double checked the puppet. Dude, that's so funny.
It's so funny.
Why would they make a puppet fall on a green screen?
You know, it's interesting because, like, you know, this is kind of like a nerdy thing, but in movies, when people fall off of things, like, it always looks kind of, like, bad. Mm-hmm. But nowadays, it's like, you can't even tell. Like, it's pretty good now. Like, finally. Marvel movies, people fall off of cliffs and things, and it's, like, no problem. You don't even think twice about it. But these scenes where, like, they really relish in someone, like, falling from afar.
Yeah.
Distance. It's always like someone on a green screen. Whoa!
But I'm saying, why is he a dummy?
Because I think they were like trying different techniques.
Putting a dummy on a green screen is like, what's the safest way? How can we film someone falling with zero risk to injury? Dude, maybe they had no insurance on set.
These movies were made with like 75% cocaine. Like, yeah. Especially during that time.
Uh-huh.
So they were probably just like, because they were using puppets for all sorts of shit. Ed 209 a lot of times is like a big stop motion puppet. And there's the battle between RoboCop and Ed 209 sometimes has some like stop motion elements in it. So they were like using all sorts of weird like techniques in that movie. Mm-hmm. And I swear it's probably just one of those things where someone did a fat fucking rail and they were just like,
I could do it.
Just make him a puppet, dude. What if he's a puppet?
It's like, but I already made the puppet.
But we already got the rig, so the guy falls on the green screen. Like,
we literally just have to lay him on the green screen and have him fall around.
He's a puppet. Look at this puppet.
I already made it.
Look at these arms. Dude, things like that in movies, though, like, I fucking love. There's another really good one in, maybe it's Goodfellas. Which movie with mafia dudes in it is the one where, like, he gets into his car, and the second he closes the car door, the car explodes? It's like a main character. It like happens.
It's
like,
either Goodfellas or Godfather.
Maybe. Anyway, it might be Goodfellas.
Or a Bronx Tale.
Dude, one of the funniest fucking, like, me and my friend used to rewind it and laugh so hard because it cuts from like the guy getting into the car, the actor getting into the car, and then it cuts to a wide shot of the car with like a dummy in the inside, and it's like leaning, like kind of like completely still in an unnatural.
It fell over right before the pyro.
Yeah, died. Dude. Yeah, like it. They just didn't match when the actor got in the car.
Yeah,
and then the dummy's like, you can see it like not moving at all for like a split second.
Yeah,
and then the explosion happens. Mm-hmm. But dude, I just love it when they leave in like weird, dumb, bad mistakes.
Dude,
like
it's
that.
Almost like inspiring when you could see how things work like that. Because then you're like, I have a VHS camera. And we have a scarecrow. Maybe we could film something funny in the backyard.
Yeah, totally.
And now it's like literally everyone could do special effects on their phone.
You know what's interesting about that too? Like,
what?
I agree that like, you know, people can. Yeah, what is it, Steve?
No one talks like that.
Yeah, go on. Unless you're in a movie, I guess.
What?
Yeah, what?
You know what's kind of interesting about that? Yeah.
Yeah. It's like animated movie dialogue.
Yeah, like Pixar face.
Yeah, yeah.
What?
Hold on a second. What? Huh?
Huh?
Shit. I forgot what I was going to say.
Sorry. I interrupted
you.
No,
but it was funny. It was at least a funny bit.
We're talking about everyone has special effects on their phone.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking about how, like, you know, everyone now has like access to all this stuff and could make like a movie, but it's like, how come we haven't like heard about like a movie some like small filmmaker made? Like, we hear about independent films all the time, like bought by like small distributors and like their indie films.
Yeah.
And if they're really good, you like hear about it and then you like eventually go to see it. But, like, how come by now, with all of, like, the technology people have in their hands, like, we haven't really seen much from that, like, world?
Is it similar to saying why hasn't, like, the best band in the world been
happened
discovered
yet?
Or whatever?
Yeah.
'Cause it's kind of like everyone has access to it, and you think about how hard it is to break through anything as an artist.
For sure.
It's like you got to conquer being seen where people are at. So it would be like you know, there, I guess there's an argument to be made. If you saw really good stuff on TikTok and you discovered that kind of person that way, because they would need to like play the game of where everyone's watching stuff.
That's what
to
I'm get saying. Their
stuff put on
there. Yeah. Like you kind of have to like play the algorithm a little bit. Like you have to, in the old days, it was like you just needed like a good song and eventually people would hear it.
Yeah.
But now it's like you have to like work the algorithm. You have to like figure out how to get your shit in front of the audience that would best receive this.
Yeah.
And I think that like that's a skill that like needs to also be learned on top of being like an artist or whatever.
It's part, it's very much part of it
nowadays. Yeah. But it's interesting that like I've been served a lot of like tactile analog stuff that's like really cool, like, you know, physical art, like people make puppets and people make like cool like electronic things, and I see a lot of that on TikTok, and I'm served a lot of like cool art from indie artists like that.
Uh-huh.
But like I haven't seen like here's like a clip of like something a student made of like an action scene that they just did as a proof of concept. Like I haven't seen that. And like I want to see that.
It could also mostly suck.
Maybe it mostly sucks. Yeah.
But you can do the effects and stuff doesn't mean it's going
to
be good.
Right. Well, think about how long like, you have to take to like get like good at it.
I want to see the bad stuff even though. Like have you seen any bad stuff? Like
no.
I haven't seen any
search for it. You really could looking. Find it.
Yeah, I'm not looking.
Well, you know how like TikTok is like it gives you things before you even
about?
Realize you want it. Like uh-huh. Yeah, it totally does. Like yeah. Not like in a weird, creepy way, but in a way that like your patterns like have been already figured out by its like algorithm, and by that it like rolls the dice on things and serves you things that you like would like based on how you're swiping and shit.
Dude, you ever hit not interested?
Absolutely.
And then get that person's
absolutely.
Shit again like instantly.
Absolutely.
That's the most annoying thing.
That is that sucks.
Like I literally went out of my way. I could have just swiped by it, but I went out of my way to press a button.
Yeah.
That says not interested. And you two swipes down the road are like, you sure?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah. How are we gonna get Hank you sure about off that? Your algorithm? Dude, you can't get him out of there.
I would like Hank to replace
everything.
90% of my algorithm.
Dude, same.
If I'm being honest. Dude, can I say one more thing about TikTok before we move on? Remember that guy I was talking about where he goes and he picks out random samples?
Oh, yeah. Oh, and then smashes them if they suck?
Yeah.
Yeah?
His name is Bam Boon. B-A-M-B-O-O-N. As in noon. Bam, beep, beep, boom, beam. Bam, boom.
His name's Bam Boom.
Bam Boon.
Dude, okay. So, Kevin.
VR.
Yes, exactly. I was like, you were supposed to remind me, but this is the good. It's a good time to remember it. Anyway. So, dude, last night, we were having another VR night.
Yes.
This is our Tuesday nights. We have a group of friends. We watch something in VR.
Tuesday night night.
And we'll watch shit like lately we've been watching Eric Andre episodes as they drop. So we'll watch like two episodes at a time. And the Eric Andre show, the new season is like fucking amazing. It's a work of art. It's the best garbage, trash, funny, hilarious shit on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And we watched two episodes in a row, and even that is like you feel tired. Like I think after watching the second episode, one of my friends said my bones are tired after watching both of those episodes back to back. But we love it, and it's so fun, and Eric Andre is just like trash. Have you seen any episodes
back in the day? Yeah,
the OG show.
Yeah. What is it on?
It's different now. It's on Adult Swim.
Okay.
I mean, different in the way that it's definitely grown and evolved as a show, and it looks prettier even, too. Mm-hmm. Like, they have, like, better technology and whatever, what that word is. Production value. Yeah. And Hannibal Buress is no longer on the show. They've got that Felipe Esparza guy.
Okay, yeah.
Who I love. You ever seen that guy?
Yeah, uh-huh.
He's great. And dude, he's like the new Hannibal, and I think he's doing a great job.
Okay.
But anyway, it's a fucking great bonkers show. So we watched a couple of those episodes, and then earlier in that evening, I was like, I don't know what we're gonna watch, because lately we've been doing, since Eric Andre episodes are new, we've been watching the new episodes, and then we'll watch a Mystery Science Theater episode. 3000. Yeah, you ever seen Mystery Science Theater 3000? Of course.
Yeah.
And so I've been showing the gang like the best episodes, and it's been like great. But I was like, let's take a break from Mystery Science Theater. What are we watching tonight?
Dude, what an Inception thing to watch.
I know,
Mystery Science Theater in VR with your friends.
Dude, and it looks funny because if you pick the right environment, it looks like they're just in the theater with you.
That's funny.
Like with as dark as it is in there, it's really cool. But anyway, so I hit up Owen, and I was like, Owen, I don't know what movie we're watching. I want to take a break from a Mystery Science Theater for just a little bit.
I'm not joking.
So I was like, Owen, what should we watch? And he was like, dude, I've been working on something that would be really fun if we could watch tonight. And I was like, what is it? And he's like, okay. He had always wanted... This is the shit kind of shit that goes on in Owen's head, legitimately. He had been wondering what the movie Titanic would be like.
Was about.
Without... He wanted to know what it was about. He's always wanted to know what that movie's about. Owen's just always wanted to know.
Because he's curious.
He's never seen it. So he's like, what's this movie about? What's this Titanic movie about that I keep hearing about? So Owen was like, what would a version of Titanic without Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet and most of the characters be like?
Yeah.
Like, what would that be? And how long would that be? And what would it even work still? So he fucking edited out. He took Titanic and edited out all of the love story. Like, Leonardo DiCaprio is never seen. Takes out Leonardo DiCaprio, Kate Winslet, and all of the side characters.
Uh-huh.
There's just no story. It opens with, like, so it's, I think the original Titanic
it's
is like
vlog footage.
Dude, it surprisingly kind of like worked.
Yeah.
Because it was like, the original Titanic movie is 3 hours and 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's a long boat.
It's a long boat. They got to get through the whole thing. And Owen's cut is 45 minutes. So if you cut out all the bullshit of that movie, it's 45 minutes long, dude.
Yeah.
So it opens the same way with like the subs like going down to the wreckage of the Titanic and like checking it out.
Yeah.
And Bill Paxton going like, all right, let's go further down. And also RIP, Bill Paxton passed away tragically during surgery. What the fuck?
Really?
Yeah, dude. He was just getting like a routine surgery and he died during anesthesia. Like you could just die.
That's
fucking sucks.
That's crazy.
Dude was like a goddamn legend.
He was a great actor.
Anyway, rest in peace. But so Bill, it's like Bill Paxton, like looking at like all the wreckage and stuff. And then all of a sudden it just cuts to like 19, whatever. And all the people are getting on the Titanic and it's the music. And it's like, and so, and then it's like the whole beginning of Titanic. And it's like everyone's getting on the ship. And then it's like everyone's getting into their rooms. And everyone's like all happy. They're all up on the decks and stuff. And then the next thing that happens is like, iceberg! Dude, and then the next like 30 minutes of the movie is the ice is like the ship falling apart.
Yeah.
And so we're watching this, dude. And it's like still intense. Because when you watch Titanic the way it's meant to be seen, by the time they hit the iceberg, it's still like a while before the whole ship sinks.
Right.
Like I think it took 2 hours in real time from when the Titanic hit the iceberg and was like fully sunk.
Mm.
So you feel that tension as like the captain finds out and all the other people find out, and then suddenly, like, the most well-to-do people find out, and you're, like, really feeling that tension just like the movie. Even though you're not following any characters or anything, you start to realize that what you're watching is almost like a reenactment of the Titanic.
Yeah, like the Unsolved Mysteries.
Yeah, version. But without the VO and without the people being interviewed. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. We find today that we're going to the depths of the ocean. Yeah. To a graveyard known as the Titanic. But dude, like, it was like really like good. Like, it worked. We didn't need any of that Leonardo DiCaprio love story shit.
Yeah.
Like, you're still in it and you're like feeling bad for the characters and it's intense and it's fucking crazy. And then the ship starts falling apart and you're like, oh my God. And then it starts to get like fucked up and sad.
Yeah.
Because all you're doing is watching people like one by one, like, get in some sort of bad predicament. They're locked in their room or they can't get out. The yeah. boats are all gone now. Like, the rescue boats are gone. So now what are they doing? Like, the band's playing. So it's all somber and you don't know what's going on. And then you're like, dude, this is like watching just James Cameron directed a reenactment of the Titanic.
Yeah. Oh, interesting.
Falling apart.
Yeah.
Right? And that's what it is. And I was like, this could be like a thing that they show where it's like, fuck all the love story shit. Let's just see the disaster part.
That's
like,
what he wanted.
That's what everyone would have wanted.
Everyone but Leonardo DiCaprio and right. Kate Winslet.
Yeah. They're like, what about our sex scene in the Studebaker or whatever the fuck it was.
But how will I get a mansion if we don't put
yeah, a 3-hour love story in? Yeah, I bought a nice mansion because of that movie.
How am I going to pay my taxes?
Dude, so you're like watching it and you're like, this is fucking fascinating and gruesome and fucked up and somber and sad and exciting and awesome and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just ends with like a rescue boat, like kind of tugging through with all the like frozen dead bodies everywhere. And they're like, is anybody alive? It's like they're just too late. You know, everyone's dead. All the people that like were floating in the water after the boat sank, like the water was so cold that they just, you know, instantly got hypothermia pretty much and died.
Yeah.
But that's the end of the movie. It's just the boat looking through, like trying not to hit the bodies with their, like the oars and shit.
Yeah.
And then it's just like the woman holding the frozen baby, like floating by and you're like, oh God. And then it just fades out, directed by James Cameron. Whoa. And it's like, that was like a fucked up ending.
Yeah.
Because like in the Titanic movie, it's like, yeah, it's so fucking tragic. All those people died. But then they like sweeten it up with that old lady throwing the heart of the ocean into the water with the necklace and shit. And then it's like, oh, it's a love story. Oh, it's for the ages. Oh, the heart of the ocean. Well, say, how about we do some ads?
Dude, put that sound at the end of the fucking... Put that at the end of Owen's cut of the movie.
Like, that's the credit. Oh, and as it fades out with all the dead bodies and shit, the fucking My Heart Will Go On plays. Because that's the end credit song.
Holy shit.
So, and it's like, what the fuck? This is insane. Dude, this movie's fucked up.
Wow.
But dude, what a fun way to watch. Honestly, might be my new favorite way to watch Titanic, because that movie's too fucking long. We should start
picking out movies to do that too. Like, what is this movie without this part?
Dude, we kind of went a little crazy.
Like, what is 2021 if it's never New Year's Eve?
Well, we started. So I'd say about maybe like a year ago, Brett Register, our friend and friend of the show, was working on a cut of something. He was like cutting out something from some movie. And we were all laughing about it and thought it was like pretty stupid. Like, what a waste of time. It was something really dumb. And then we all started joking about like, well, what are versions of movies we could do where we cut something out? Yeah. Like we were just talking about. Yeah. And we were talking about a version of The Karate Kid where you cut out Mr. Miyagi. and it's just Daniel like learning karate on his own or something. And then there's a version where you cut out both Daniel and Mr. Miyagi. So it's just like there's a tournament that happens, I guess.
Is the story of the tournament?
It's just a tournament with like some kid that wins, and you're right. Like, okay. But and I guess there was like Owen did a version of Star Wars where he like cut out. Fuck, I can't remember what he cut out. But yeah, there's a bunch of shit where people are just like, I didn't like that, so I'm just gonna cut it out, and that's my version. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like cutting a, and also cutting a horror this is movie clueless, into a
but
comedy.
She never gets mugged at Circus Liquors.
Yeah, you just cut that scene out.
She's just rich the whole time.
Or you can end a movie wherever you want it too. You just
you put the just putting the credits.
Just put
on
the credits. Yeah. Just yeah. Just something happens real fast.
Yeah,
that's and then catchy. It's done.
I like it.
And then you show your family that version.
Did you ever put on little shows for your family?
Oh yeah, all the time. Puppet shows. Puppet we did puppet shows.
Sure, that's nice.
We had like our little. I had like a Big Bird puppet and stuff.
Yeah, I would sing songs with the guitar before I knew how to play the guitar.
That's good.
So I would just hit the guitar and sing songs.
Whenever we would like make a sketch, and this was like pre YouTube stuff, we would make sketches. Yeah, and we'd put them on. We'd have them on our like VHSC cameras, and then eventually DV and stuff, and then we would premiere them in our living room. From the camera, like you plug the camera into the TV and then you hit play on the camera.
Yeah.
And you edited it in the
camera. You have to stand there with it because the cord's not
it's
long
too,
enough.
Yeah, it's too, and if you even barely touch it, it loses connection and you're done.
Right.
So you did have to stand there the whole time, which really sucked. But you also edited it in the camera.
Right.
Like as you were making it. Mm-hmm. So it was like those weird cuts in between. Each moment, but
and
yeah,
the audio was
yeah. You hear shit.
3.
Yeah.
Go.
But yeah, we would show those to our family, like even if they were like so bad and stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But we would show off the sketches we were making. And stuff.
Dude, we backyard wrestled, and filmed everything on VHS.
Yeah.
And it
do you
edited
have all that
it.
Still?
No one has it. It's lost like gone.
Time.
And I've asked for it. Damn. And the people are like, we made sure that it's gone.
Damn. Yeah, someone was like too embarrassed for that to exist.
But it was like.
Everyone has something like that.
It was like mattresses and rope in the basement. It was basement championship wrestling.
Yeah.
And like kids from school used to come watch.
Oh shit.
And it was like we had an entrance area.
So you had like neighborhood screenings.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. And then there was like one VHS version that we used to watch while we were editing it, and that's it.
Right, and you had that one copy.
Covered in Limp Bizkit and Korn music.
I've gotta tell you something. We have a treasure.
Okay.
Owen and I have a treasure.
Mm.
We had this friend who like all but disappeared, basically. Like you have all
like it was like, just his head.
It's just we have his head. We have his head.
And thank God for that.
Guys, me undies are yum yums all over your goodies. We're gonna wrap those boys up around where we want them to be.
When a fighter dies in Street Fighter.
Dude, me undies are the only underwear I trust these days. I have them on my tuchus right now. And I'll tell you, there is not a day in my life for the past, I'd say, 6 years where I wasn't exclusively wearing nothing but MeUndies underpants.
Advertise.
Guys, MeUndies are just the best underwear I've ever put on my body. And they believe at MeUndies that comfort is about more than what's touching your skin. It's about feeling comfortable in your skin. And they have dozens of fun prints from donuts to superheroes and great colors from bolds to classics that match your unique style and help you feel your best. And MeUndies has tons of other apparel, like insanely soft shorts, joggers, and hoodies that bring more fun to your laziest days.
Stop.
Holy shit. Guys, get matchy matchy and comfy comfy between you and your partner in crime. With MeUndies, you can match underwear, hoodies, onesies, and more, so you can be as cute as possible with your loved ones.
Advertisement. Commercial.
Oh, boy.
Technology. Fortnite.
And then guess what? Oh my god! There's even dog hoodies, guys, for the pups. For your puppers. And MeUndies also digs that you're working on your fitness, so they wanted to provide you with super soft active wear with their new Move Me collection. We got moisture wicking, quick drying, breathable, medium compression products here to provide support, okay? So guys, get more than just junk in your mailbox with a MeUndies membership. Choose a new pair of undies, socks, or bralette each month to grow your collection. You'll also save up to 30% on all the MeUndies snuggly softness you can handle. Plus! You're gonna get early access to special deals and new products! So to get 25% off your first order plus free standard shipping, visit MeUndies.com/banter. Remember, if you're not satisfied with your purchase, it is on MeUndies. That's 25% of your first order off at MeUndies.com/banter.
Technology.
Thank you, MeUndies.
Advertise. Why do we start letting Kevin talk? He doesn't even know he's doing it half the time.
All right, Mike, that's it. We're done. That's okay. The end of the ads. That's the end of the show. We had our pre-show. That's the end of the show. I'm done. Done. Done!
Oh, boy.
All right. What do you say we...
Can I talk about dates real fast
before? Absolutely, dude. Get in there.
The 1st of July, I'll be in San Diego. Thank you. I fucking love this song. The 5th of July, I have 2 shows at the Comedy Store. The 7th of July, I'll be in San Diego. The 11th of July, I'll be at the Higher Path, and that's in Sherman Oaks, California.
Whoa, hell yeah.
You remember that place?
Yeah, dude.
And the 14th, I'll be back in San Diego at North Park. The 15th, I'm doing Don't Tell shows in Long Beach, so make sure you're on that Don't Tell mailing list. And then on the 18th, I'll be at the Irvine Improv for Comedy Juice, probably. Kevin, you're from Irvine. And then I'm going to JFL at the end of...
Yeah, dude.
That whatever next month is.
You go Montreal.
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 Tell me you like dinners.
You should try that while you're
out
there.
I gotta try it. Tell me, do you like to see what's doing on TV?
It's me, the goddamn mayor.
Whoa, mayor!
You woke me up.
Oh, sorry. We're working on we're working on new beats here, buddy. You like that? Yeah, mayor likes it. All right, well, guys, how about we get some goddamn history rolls up in it?
What happens in this room?
Weird shit.
What a weird vortex this room
is. It is.
Your grandma knows all the words to that song.
God rest her soul.
Which
one
I saw,
I was which is it?
Jared Pincus?
Jared Pincus. Pincus.
We saw Pincus at the beginning of the show.
A stranger's Pincus. Guys, Jared Pincus is here saying, a teacher's prank, the loud sound bit of 1791. Oh. Hello, boisterous boys. It's Jared from Boston again. I didn't know there was a Jared from Boston in our lives.
I saw a documentary about Jared from Boston.
While wandering down History Road, I realized where my tolerance for your weekly auditory abuse might originate.
Bit of a pingy ting. Bit of a pingy.
I'm not joking.
Yeah.
What was he saying?
Something about History Road. In sixth grade, my English teacher would play relaxing classical music for us during writing time. Sometimes when we weren't expecting it, he'd put on the Surprise Symphony, which is linked below. The surprise occurs in the first 30 seconds and then never again in the rest of the piece.
Surprise.
Ooh, this is interesting. Yeah. In fact, my teacher would make the song super quiet to begin with and then blast it in time for the surprise. It was all part of a sadistic persona he adopted as a weird year-round bit. He was still doing this bit for years later. Four years later when my sister Jordan had him too. Jordan and Jared Pincus. The Surprise Symphony was written way back.
Cartoon next door neighbor name.
Yeah. Oh, here comes Pincus.
Here comes the Pincuses.
Here comes JJ Pincus.
Dude, didn't the Pincus's dogs ruin yeah, the Christmas
the
story?
The Pincus hounds, yeah. That's right.
Pincuses!
Pincus's hounds.
Sons of bitches!
Very good. Perhaps. Surprise Symphony was written back in 1791, perhaps. It's the earliest documented loud sound bit. Rumor has it the composer wanted to get back at people for falling asleep at his concerts. I'd recommend a similar technique for DVD live shows if it were possible to fall asleep at those. Absolutely not.
We impossible. Don't make that. Too much fun.
Jared and Jordan. Wow, from Jared and Jordan. Pincus. Damn, dude.
They alternated words.
P.S. Many moons ago, Jordan made that painting of extraterrestrial and Valley Folk merch. She'll do another of him in DB merch if you ask nicely, Steve. That's dude, that nice. E.T., it's not here, but I have it at home. Yeah. And it's an E.T. wearing a Valley Folk hoodie.
I remember that.
It used to be hung up, right?
Yeah, it did used to be hung up, and I still have it, and it's gorgeous and beautiful.
So many very good artists listen to the show.
Dude, and Howe. Anne Hathaway was part of the show.
Fortnite.
And how? Thank you, and Jordan. Mike and I would love it. I mean, you know, whatever. Don't break your back, but you know, an ET.
Don't blow your back out.
Don't blow your back out over it. Yeah, but if there's an ET wearing DB ET merch, then goddamn bless us.
LGBT
ETBD. LGBT ET plus. This is an LGBT ET DB blowout here at DB.
Love wins at the LGBTETDV+ blowout.
And we got a few BDs out there. Birthdays is what I'm talking about. Come on down to Cerritos. We're at the Cerritos Civic Auditorium. Mike and I are going to be having a LGBTETDV. All right, here's the surprise symphony. Are we ready? Yeah. Here we go. Beautiful.
I'm going to get a copyright check.
This guy's bones are going to come sue us.
You played my song.
Where's my money? Oh, yeah! Oh, right when he wanted his money. Wow, so that only happens once in the whole song.
Nice. Surprise.
What a fucking. This is like an edging song. The first JOI video. Thank you very much, Jared. Jared Crimmers. What's your name again? First.
Crimperton.
Crimpus.
Jared and Jemstein Coolio Nimbus. Jemstein
Crisper. Pincus.
Thank you, Julie Fur and Jem Brugister.
Just making up their names.
Thank you, Jim Crimpus.
Oh, let's do this Tinder one.
Yeah.
Tinder.
Thank you, Tinder and Jim B. Preston.
Just making up their fucking names. That's not fair. That's not how you do a show.
Big
That's...
thank you to Temper and Junie Jimson.
Temper. Temper Tristan. From Bullet Hole, Memphis. Nebraska.
Fortnite.
Kristen.
Thank you. Big thank you. Goes out to Temper and Judy Trinston.
The audience were really happy about it for a second.
Thank you, Brent Prist.
Kristen says, Tinder made me poop my pants. Okay. Love it. I'm already in, baby. Let's go. Excuse me. Why is that mic so close to my ass?
It's a YouTube video about how to get a mic so
Here's how to get a mic close to your ass. Hi, Mark and Stamp. Five, horn, honk, born, girl. Long time, short time, hello and goodbye.
Bye.
This is my story. So I was on Tinder and was messaging some beautiful girls. Oh, yeah. At some point on that journey, I got a bit nervous, but in a good way. Pretty soon, I heard some rumbles.
Pretty soon, I was shitting my pants.
The end. That's the end. Honestly. That's what it's gonna be. would love that.
Even if that's not the
end of your story. That is kind of what it's going to be because it's really short.
That's the end of your story. Before I knew it.
Anyway, big fam.
If you guys ever come to Milwaukee.
So they were talking to some talking to some beautiful girls and then got nervous in a good way. And pretty soon I heard some rumbles. Got up to run to the loo, but behold, I was too late. Already embarrassed to be on an app like Tinder. This was a new low. I can't wait for it to be broadcasted to the world. Thank you for reading this. And do not call me. I have a life. Well, I don't think it's embarrassing to be on Tinder, is it? No. Is that embarrassing?
I don't understand how Tinder made you shit your pants. Well, they were nervous. You were talking to girls.
They were so nervous that they pooped their pants.
Then maybe the safest place to poop it is on Tinder, maybe in the comfort of your own house.
Yeah, and be on the loo while you're doing it.
Always swipe on the loo, I say.
I'm always on the toilet when I talk to women.
That's why they call it being on the hot seat. I'm always on the loo when I'm talking to women.
Always, dude. Because you never know when you're going to have to make a squirt. Play it for us, Sam. God, he's one of the best, isn't he?
I love Sam.
Kelsey says, short history road, plus a be nice or not be nice. My new roommate moved in. It's made me take notice of the ungodly noises I've been making while watching DB. It's bad, guys. Like Creature from the Deep, bad. Like Cloverfield's mom with COPD and a tendency to honk, bad. What's COPD?
COPD?
The Colorado Police Department.
It's a lung condition?
Whoa. That's scary. Whoa, that's great.
Does anybody have any other questions for Zoe before she leaves? Obstructive
pulmonary disease. Whoa. And it what makes sounds? Yeah. Long wheezing sounds.
Make it difficult to breathe.
Wow. From laughing. I hope we don't kill you.
Bart Knight.
Bart Knight.
Well, it's bad, guys. I think the new guy's concerned, and now I'm concerned that if I attend DB Live, I will get roasted. Wow, so their laugh is like bonkers. They make noises like coughing and dying. A fun
laugh without roasting.
Yeah. But if someone's like coughing, it sounds like they're dying from laughing. It's almost like maybe we should stop jokes.
You should bring a CPAP machine with you.
Yeah, that'll help. So, Mike, be nice or not be nice, that girl at a DB Live show with an uncomfortably weird laugh. And before you answer, I've been listening since Cloverfield's episode 1. Doesn't hurt to keep in mind. I'm also from Connecticut, but I'm not quite sure if that helps or hinders. All my love to my two favorite born boys, Kelsey.
Do never not be nice to somebody who's laughing at one of our shows.
That's an expression of an emotion you want there.
Let's talk about other emotions that we want there. Laughing.
Happiness.
Happy.
Happiness. That's it. You could have hunger, too, or thirst.
You could develop hunger at the show.
Is thirst an emotion? That's my favorite Belle Biv DeVoe song.
And a thirst emotional, baby.
Ended on this one.
Credence?
Thank you, Credence and Pearson.
Pearson! Thank you, Dig Chungus. Buddy, John.
Jimmy and Jamie Jamston.
Crimston.
I don't even remember.
There's no one close to that name in here.
The Jamston.
Where's this coming from? Where are you pulling this from? Did you meet someone named Crimston today? John Credence says, Body and Limb Experiments Road, literally.
Uh-oh.
Hey, you hornburn, bonkin' baby boy laddies. I've been listening since the old lady spun, and Steve had to go to the beach. Very good.
I gotta go to the beach.
Dude, sometimes you laugh so hard, you gotta go to the beach.
Yeah, and that's nice.
You get some fresh air. And I gotta say, when I heard Steve recently bring up Uncle Sam buying up grandmas to blow up with bombs, I knew I had to chime in. You see, I was actually in charge of cleaning up after some of these tests in the military.
No.
And I knew a lot of the guys buying and blowing up these bodies. Dude, imagine knowing... Like, imagine walking into a crowded room and you just could see, like, what their jobs are, like, yeah. above their heads, almost like The Sims or something. And you could just see, like, that guy just blows up human bodies. And he's over there going, having a steak with his friends.
Yeah. So, like, you walk into a restaurant.
Yeah.
And you see everyone's wearing a name tag.
Yeah, yeah. It just shows you what their job is. But they're, yeah, like... Yeah. The most ridiculous shit while they're just living their lives.
Yeah.
And then they like, well, gotta go to bed early tonight because I gotta wake up and blow up someone's dad. And then clean up his brains.
Yeah. You think they get paid a lot?
I hope so, man.
You think they get free counseling?
It should be part of the job, yeah. It should be. I would hope it is.
Yeah.
Or they have good medical insurance or something. You see, I was actually in charge of cleaning up after some of these tests in the military, and I knew a lot of the guys buying and blowing up these bodies. It can actually provide a lot... Oh, I can actually provide a lot of information that goes on to help our troops on the... Sorry.
Moving parts, they call it. That's the name of the program.
Moving parts, that's
buying
great.
Buying and selling.
Yeah, there's a lot of moving parts.
Every time somebody says that to you in casual conversation,
that's what
they do.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
What kind of business are you in? Well, moving parts.
A lot of moving parts.
There's a lot of moving parts.
I do a lot of moving parts.
Yeah, I hear you. I get it.
Sometimes I buy them from this fridge, and sometimes I blow them up into 30,000 little pieces.
All right. I don't think you're being as discreet as you think you are.
I blow up little pieces.
I blow up bodies. If you know what I mean.
Took your grandma's arm off and blew it into little pieces.
Your grandma will never know it. I could never get over how absurd it was sometimes. There were a bunch of different outfits the bodies would be dressed in, depending on what they were testing. But
somebody
sometimes,
goes to Marshalls and gets stuff.
Right? We need something in a size 3.
We need something in an Adidas tracksuit. Mm-hmm.
Do you have this Hawaiian shirt in a 2XL?
Can we get a watch on this arm?
I don't think he'd wear burgundy. They're just guessing what the dead guy was wearing or would want to wear. Sometimes you would end up with grandma and grandpa in full military gear sitting in a trench. Dude, that's like... Fucking hell, dude. That's crazy. Imagine seeing a photo of that. Your mom in full military gear.
I would hate that if she was there with some other guy. Like, it would have to be...
Right? Like, that's not my dad.
Yeah. No, it'd have to be my mom and dad or my
together.
Grandparents.
Yeah.
Not my grandma and somebody's uncle.
You can't mix that up.
Dude,
anchors
dude,
away.
Dude. 10 9
we can't do it to grandma, dude. My end of the operation was quite grim, and I doubt you'd want to hear about the time I had to search for a head strapped into a helmet in the desert. Humble brag, but
I was in charge of putting sunglasses on all the bodies.
They didn't appreciate the googly ones I put on that one guy. But if you have any questions, you can reach me, and then there's the number. Anyway, thank you for everything that you do with the podcast, and the Patreon is so, so cool. Hell yeah. Really love the Behind the Banter series, or Before the Banter. But wow, Behind's a different one.
Dude, I really want to talk to that guy.
Yeah, you want to talk to him?
It's fascinating. Dude, That, the pet mortician.
I know.
What a fascinating job.
Dude, I'm a big fan of, like, talking to someone whose job it is to do a thing that, like, literally no one else, and no one else wants to do either.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, yeah, you didn't know it existed, and they don't, like, you know, these aren't professions that people are like, I dream to one day clean up.
I went to school to put sunglasses.
Yeah, on a dead body.
Yeah.
I went to school to learn how to properly put sunglasses on a dead body.
Yeah.
And make it look cool.
Yeah. I was doing it before it was cool.
We have some pretty outdated sunglasses that don't look pretty cool anymore. So we want these guys
to look cool. We have a box of Oakleys if you guys want to look through it.
But yeah, like, you know, I'm fascinated by people who do that. Because it's like, you are doing, first of all, thank you for your service,
thank
right?
Thank you for your service.
Because someone needs to do it. And second of all, like, what is your life like? Like, is it just normal? Like, you just do, like, I work and then I come home, I crack open a beer, I watch the game.
I listen to Dynamic Banter.
Yeah, I listen to Dynamic Banter. I have my dinner, my little...
Dude, in that restaurant, that fictional restaurant you were talking about with everybody's job,
the job.
It switches to their interests.
Dude, yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Adult show and tell.
Yeah.
Instead of showing your thing, we just see it. It's up above your head.
Right.
This is my favorite thing this week.
Right. Dynamic banter.
Yeah.
Switches to job.
Here's what I'm listening to.
Cleaning up dead bodies.
Dude, you know those, like, AR glasses are, like, coming? Like, you know, they're like, they come.
Mm-hmm.
You want to call this guy?
Yeah. Star 666.
Remember that thing that Harley was like, no, you just got to do this thing to your phone. I never undid it. What did we do?
It hid your number.
You never undid it, then it doesn't matter.
But no, but he did a thing that I never stopped doing.
You go in your settings, you see what's doing with your caller ID.
Hey,
you got to see what's doing with your number.
My number.
Call show my caller ID.
Tell
show
me
my
you
caller
like
ID.
Numbers.
Yeah, see? It's off.
It's off.
So should we call it? So we'll call it this guy? Yeah, okay. All right, here we go. What's behind that door? Every lawn is being mowed behind that door.
Dude, opening up the door and there's a motorcycle revving? What's his name? Jim T?
Johnstonst.
Jamie and Jerry Johnstonst?
Wow, people don't answer it anymore.
Because they don't know.
Your call has been forwarded.
You just got straight forward.
If you leave your number.
Text him. This is Steve. I'm in trouble.
Please, I need your help and no one else's.
I need
only
your help.
You can help me. Well, listen, John. I'm sure you're kicking yourself with someone else's leg. For not picking up that phone call, but maybe send us in another email or something eventually with some more info or something. Yeah. Do you have a question that he could put in an answer email?
Right before a blast goes off, do you ever look at the way you pose the people and go,
looks pretty good
like that?
Or you ever laugh a little bit or you ever, yeah.
Do you ever do anything wacky?
Yeah.
Is humor involved at all? Yeah.
Yeah.
You ever put, like, their hands in their pockets?
They're, like, chewing on a piece of straw. They're, like, real casual, relaxed.
Something tells me these aren't very malleable boobies.
Ten. Nine. Eight.
Guys don't look happy.
Oh,
guys, thanks for listening to today's show. What a fun time we had. Huh? Wasn't it beautiful today?
Yeah, very
Mike,
relaxing show.
Today. You want to run through your plugs one more time?
Yeah.
Why not?
Let me tell you right now. On the 1st of July, I'm in San Diego. Long Time No See, I believe, is the show. But I'll post about it in my stories, all of these. On the 5th, I got two shows at the Comedy Store. Probably 7:30 and 9, if I'm guessing. The 7th, I'm back in San Diego. The 11th, I'm at Higher Path in Sherman Oaks. The 14th, San Diego in North Park. The 15th, Don't Tell in Long Beach. The 18th, Irvine Improv. And then after that, JFL in Montreal. See what's doing on TV.
You have some poutine, Mike?
I would love to have some smoked meat and poutine.
Yeah.
The food in Montreal is very good.
What is your what's your go-to meal in Montreal?
Eggs.
Eggs. They do eggs different over there?
They just do them. They just I like do eggs. Them.
Montreal eggs are something you gotta try.
Don't let a day go by without you trying Montreal eggs. Montreal eggs.
Jamie and Jamie Jansen.
Stop!
That was a HeadGum Podcast.